This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A Pueblo woman has filed a lawsuit against the parent company of Facebook. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the suit alleges the social media company's addictive nature led her 13-year-old daughter to develop an eating disorder.
Cecilia Tesh also says her daughter has experienced severe anxiety and depression from using the social network. Facebook representatives testified before Congress last fall after bombshell reports suggested the company's own internal research showed its sister service Instagram was causing negative health effects in children. Facebook parent company Meta did not immediately return a request for comment. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A Denver mom has also filed a second similar lawsuit against Meta in district court. Workers at a Trader Joe's grocery store in Boulder are attempting to unionize. CPR's Sarah Mulholland says a petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board earlier this week by the union representing the workers.
The Boulder store is the third Trader Joe's to file for an election in the U.S. President of Colorado's UFCW Local 7, Kim Cordova, says grocery workers are realizing the leverage they have, especially after some King Soopers workers in Colorado voted to strike earlier this year and got better wages and benefits in a new contract.
Workers know how essential they are now. They know that the power lies with the people that do all the work, the frontline workers. And Trader Joe's is no different.
Cordova says the Boulder Trader Joe's employs about 100 people. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And on the Western Slope, travelers now have a smoother drive on U.S. Highway 50. CDOT contractors have spent more than a year repaving the busy road between Grand Junction and Delta. The project cost $15 million. This is CPR News and KRCC.